This goes to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N, like November, E-L-L. Fax 989-802-5029. Regarding James, middle initial A, like Andy, Gifford, G-I-F-F-O-R-D, like David. Date of birth 9/13/1955. Dear Dr. Gunnell, this is a consultation for Mr. Gifford, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which had been present for the last 2 years, about 2.5 years almost. He knows that the levels are elevated. He does have a daughter who's a nurse practitioner who encouraged him to attend this nephrology consultation just for further evaluation and management. He's not worried, and he's having no symptoms of chronic kidney disease at this time. He does have significant peripheral vascular disease, aortic or peripheral arterial disease also. Does have positive hepatitis C antibodies, but when that was tested further, he has no viral load. So somehow he may have been exposed to hepatitis C, maybe obtained an infection from it, and then cleared that without treatment. And that can happen. It's rare, but it's possible. So it's possible that he actually has post history of hepatitis C, but currently not having a viral load. He does have a regular cardiologist who follows him for aortic stenosis and does regular echocardiograms. The last one was done April 22nd of this year. It did show moderate aortic stenosis without regurgitation, a thickened and calcified mitral valve without stenosis or regurgitation, ejection fraction 50%, and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. He does see Dr. Pacis, P-A-C-I-S, on a regular basis, who follows this aortic stenosis. He doesn't have any dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no significant shortness of breath, no chest pain or palpitations, no claudication pain currently, and no edema, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, no history of kidney stones, and no urinary incontinence. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, colon polyps, obesity, peripheral artery disease, especially of both legs, moderate aortic stenosis, lymphocytic colitis, degenerative joint disease, positive hepatitis C antibodies with no viral load present, and the moderate aortic stenosis. He's also hard of hearing. Past surgical history, he's had a colonoscopy several times, cardiac catheterization with stent placement in 2015 and 2016, right shoulder rotator cuff repair, and multiple stents in the arteries of both lower legs. Social history, the patient is a smoker. He smokes 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for more than 40 years. He rarely consumes alcohol, but does like beer occasionally, and so he may drink 1 or 2 beers once a week if a friend comes over. He denies illicit drug use. He's married and lives with his wife and retired, a retired truck driver. Family history, brother with hepatitis C, and his aunt died of a myocardial infarction, also alcohol abuse. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Allergies, he's allergic to bee venom, no known drug allergies. Medications, vitamin C, 500 milligram daily. aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lipitor, 20 milligram. He takes two daily. A budesonide, 3 milligram capsules. He takes two daily. Vitamin B12, 2,500 micrograms daily. EpiPen, if needed, for bee sting. Phenofibrate, 67 milligram daily. Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 125, one daily. Fish oil, 1,200 milligram three times a day. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. And Zetia, 10 milligram daily. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 67 inches, weight 222 pounds, pulse 90, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 64. His neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout and COPD changes. No effusions, no wheezes. Heart is regular with a aortic murmur, grade 2 over 6. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no hepatosplenomegaly. Extremities, no peripheral edema, no signs of venous stasis, no ulcerations or lesions, brisk capillary refill. Sensation is intact. In labs, most recent lab studies were done July 24th, 2024. Creatinine 1.45 with estimated GFR of 52, albumin 4.1, calcium 9.2, sodium 137, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus 2.9, intact parathyroid hormone 108.2. That would be secondary hyperparathyroidism, which occurs with chronic kidney disease. Usually, we will continue to monitor. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein, no casts. His hemoglobin is 15.7, normal white count, normal platelets, and a normal differential. We also have a creatinine 223 of 24, 1.48, estimated GFR 51, 1016 of 23, creatinine 1.53, GFR 49, 825 22, GFR 1, or I'm creatinine 1.5, GFR 47, and then I don't have anything between 2022 and 2016. June 1st, 2016, creatinine was 0.9, which was normal, greater than 60 GFR. And we do have a liver ultrasound that was actually done in 2017 that does show a hepatic hemangioma. And a mild fatty infiltration at that time. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. This is most likely secondary to arterial disease and peripheral vascular disease. We will be doing a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. That's going to be done on November 25th in Clare, and then a renal artery Doppler study to look for renal artery stenosis as a source of the kidney disease. And both tests will be done in Clare. Also, we will continue to have him check labs every 3 months, at least for two more labs. If they remain stable, we may suggest every six-month lab studies at that point. And he should continue to follow a low-salt diet. It would be really beneficial if he could quit smoking, as we know that's very bad for peripheral vascular disease, as well as kidney disease. And the patient will have to make that decision about whether he will try to quit smoking. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.